This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
We've been threatened with lawsuits. They just scream and pout and whine.
The Health Ranger Report.
They're going to poison the public with their products? I'm going to expose them, and I'm not going to back down.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
African Americans are arming up with more firearms ownership for their self-defense, and I think it's a great thing. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, editor of newstarget.com and publisher of guns.news as well as gear.news. I think that everybody has a Second Amendment right and that it should be a universal right globally, frankly, but I love to see African Americans in America who are legally acquiring guns for their safety, and they are learning how to use them. They're training on them. They're getting concealed carry permits, and they are working to defend their homes and their communities, their cities and their nations against criminal elements, regardless of what color those elements might be. I think it's great. I mean, some people might be alarmed that, you know, if they're not a big picture thinker and they just hear the news, oh, black people are getting more guns. No, I got a different view on that. What do you call a black man with a gun? I call him a citizen. To me, a black man with a gun, a legal gun, legally acquired, is a citizen. That's somebody who we should encourage and welcome to get armed and get trained and become part of the solution for preventing violence and preventing lawlessness and preventing you and your family or your community from being preyed upon by criminal elements of society. In fact, look, I think everybody should exercise their Second Amendment rights. I love it when I hear news about the gay community getting trained in firearms. Isn't there a group like Gay Sex Pistols or something? No, I'm serious. I think there's Pink Pistols. Yeah, Sex Pistols was a group, was a band. But I mean, Pink Pistols, I think, is a gay gun group. And they're arming up. And they're learning how to defend themselves. And that's awesome. I think LGBT, the whole LGBT community, should get up to speed on guns. Because, I mean, who knows? Maybe the G in LGBT stands for guns. Maybe it really stands for like large guns and bitchin' tactics, LGBT. Yeah, that's probably what it should be. I mean, everybody has a Second Amendment right to self-defense. Everybody. It's universal. And don't believe any of the garbage that the Democrats are telling you about guns. All those Democrats believe in guns. They just don't believe that you, the people, should have them. You notice how Hillary Clinton has all these armed bodyguards and all these Democrats have bodyguards with guns? You notice how when they say that they should eliminate guns from society, they only mean from the citizens, not the government. They always want the government to have the guns. What they want is a gun monopoly. They don't want the citizens to be able to defend themselves. And that's the most important part in all of this. That's why I say, don't listen to the Democrat nonsense. Even if you are a Democrat, when it comes to guns, man, that's a Second Amendment right. You have that right. That is your God-given right. Or if you don't believe in God, that is your human-born right to defend yourself, and firearms are the best way to do it. And you need gun rights. You know what happens in countries where you don't have gun rights at all, like where the government takes it away? Look at Venezuela. Everybody's dumpster diving for food, mass starvation, because a corrupt, tyrannical, socialist government regime took away all the guns from the people. Well, not Maduro himself, but before that, it's been that way for a while. But they don't have a Second Amendment right, and then the government can rule over the disarmed people because the people can't fight back. What are you going to do? Attack a government brigade of armed soldiers with socks full of bars of soap? I mean, really, what are you going to do? Slingshots? Are you going to bring a spear? Nah, you can't fight back unless you've got firearms. I mean, that's why the African American community needs to arm up, as far as I'm concerned. It's why the LGBT community should arm up. You guys worried about violence against you? Get yourself a gun. Get a concealed carry permit. Learn how to use it. Learn how to shoot straight. Learn the gun safety rules. And don't let people mess with you. But today, you know, sometimes it's Christians that are being harassed and there's a lot of bigotry on the left these days. There's a lot of racism on the left calling out for like genocide against whites and so on. Just total nonsense. So, you know, everybody has the right to self-defense. And I say, don't put up with bigotry or racism from anybody, for any reason, from any group, whatever. I'm all about the liberty to be whatever you want to be. You know, if you're black or white or gay, straight, if you're a mixed gender, gender fluid, maybe you're a trans animal. maybe you don't know yet. You're still figuring it out. You still have a Second Amendment right. That's my point. Maybe you're Christian. Maybe you're Hindu. Maybe you're Muslim. I mean, if you're a peaceful, law-abiding citizen of America, you have a right to defend yourself. Doesn't matter what your religion is. Doesn't matter what your color is. Doesn't matter what your sexual orientation is. You could fantasize about being a gay fetish trans animal armadillo. As far as I'm concerned, that's your right. If you want to do that, arm up. You can be an armed up armadillo. You see, you can be like you're walking around with your body armor because that's what armadillos do. And you got your concealed carry. You got a little Glock there under your armadillo armor. Yeah, whatever you want to be, totally okay with me. Be all you can be, man. Just defend yourself. Don't give up your rights. Don't give up your Second Amendment rights. Yeah, and don't be a hater either. Don't hate on people because they're men or because they're straight or because they're white. And you know, like I happen to be all those, straight white man, you know, Christian man. Don't hate on me just because who I am, because I totally open. I'm open to welcoming you for whatever you want to be. Just don't ask me to give up my Second Amendment rights just because you don't want to be armed. Everybody has a right to defend themselves. End of story. So anyway, my congratulations to the African American community for arming up. I think it's great. I'd like to see more of it. I want to see more guns in the hands of law-abiding citizens. I want to see less violence because guns stop crime. I want to see the gangbangers stopped. I want to see the home break-ins stopped. I want to see police able to do their jobs better because the citizens are actually putting a downward force against the violence in their own communities. And you do that with concealed carry. So check out your local laws. If they don't allow you to carry a gun, then work to get them changed. Everybody has a right to self-defense, universal human right, even if you live in New York City, as far as I'm concerned, but it's illegal there at the moment, so you got to work to get the laws changed. But, you know, I live in Texas. We all carry guns here in Texas. And what do you know? We don't have a problem with very many break-ins and very much violence because people are pretty polite when everybody's packing heat. An armed society is a very polite society. It's true. Come to Texas. You'll see that very quickly. In any case, read guns.news for more information about your Second Amendment rights, and also preparedness.news for information on how to protect yourself no matter what happens. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, known as the Health Ranger, for newstarget.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean,
supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.